This is Lambda Weekly. We're having our usual daytime show. We're pressing all the right buttons at the wrong time. I have our co-host here is Patty Fink, Letitia, and Stephen Pace from the Interfaith Network. All of you welcome.
Thank you.
Patty, I'll let you take over here.
Okay. Oh, great. Well, good morning, everybody. It's an early day on Wednesday, and we're happy to have you. And it's still pledge drive.
Exactly.
So we're going to give out the number a lot this morning. So listen for it. Write it down. Dial it. Get in touch with us. We've got folks ready to take your pledge. 972-647-1893. And we're going to continue pledge drive until we meet our goal of $114,000. So give us a shout, 972-647-1893. We still have a little bit of ways to go here. So everything you can do to support Lambda Weekly during our hour and do our part for the station would be most welcome. So $5, $10, $35. We have some very cool premiums. We have lots of great new T-shirts. We have a yellow and a black T-shirt with the KNON and a flower, an opposing color flower.
It's very hippie.
It is very hippie.
It reminds me of the Wildflower Festival they have in Plano, like their little logo. So it's very hippie if you're into like flowers and kind of a organic look. So.
Exactly, and it's a great looking T-shirt. You can get it in sizes all the way up to 4XL, and that's for a $40 pledge. So give us a shout, 972-647-1893. So welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Thanks and you're with you're at AIDS Interfaith Network. Tell us a little bit, off the top, a description of what AIDS Interfaith Network is all about.
Okay, thanks. AIDS Interfaith Network, we're a full HIV/AIDS service organization. Our mission is to work to prevent the spread of HIV and serve people living with HIV and AIDS as well as other vulnerable populations. We currently serve 2,000 men, women, children, and youth who are living with HIV, and then we'll make up to 10,000 contacts with at-risk individuals primarily in African American and Hispanic communities.
Where
the numbers are huge. And as you know, Dallas has just hit a 5-year high in the percent of new HIV infections, so the rate is climbing everywhere.
Wow, and I know that your organization has been around a long time and has been part of that integrated network of HIV/AIDS organizations that really do such a great job of working together. So you're not trying to duplicate services or compete with others, but you're really this amazing like cogwheel gear working together kind of organization. So, is that going well, and do you find a lot of referrals from other organizations?
We do, and we have entered our 26th year here in Dallas, and we are definitely celebrate the fact that we're part of this huge network of HIV/AIDS care and prevention. And we do work well. We collaborate with other organizations every day through services and in many other ways, and have tried to be a model for that collaboration. No one provides everything, so each of us have a part to play in that provision of services, and people are able to be referred in and draw the services they need from a variety of organizations. Sometimes from the outside it can look a little fragmented, but once you really are inside and understand how to navigate that, you're able to put together the whole continuum of service that you need to make your life manageable no matter what your circumstances are. And of course our services, like most, are provided without charge to individuals, because if you look at our population of the 2,000, almost 50% are homeless or living in transitional circumstances.
Wow.
Yeah, and they need funded care. That's a huge statistic, and it's one of the It's something that has developed over the last few years to realize how much need is out there and the vulnerability in high need populations. And our clientele is 67, almost 68% African American, and then everyone else, it's almost equally split between Hispanic and Anglo. And out of those 2,000, almost 30% are women, and the majority of those women are African American women.
Wow.
So the majority is women?
Of the 2,000,
wow.
The majority, the men make up close to 70%,
okay.
And women are close to 30%
yeah.
of that group. But out of that 30%, the majority are African American mm-hmm. women. There are Hispanic women and Anglo women, but the African American women far outnumber that.
Well, we've certainly seen a rise in the HIV infection rate. Particularly in the communities of color,
yes.
And to have that network of services available, and I think it's really cool having the network, because everybody who's participating in that, every organization does what they do, and they just focus on that and do it really well,
yeah.
And they can depend on someone, some other organization, to fill in other pieces of it.
Yes, we do, and the way the system is structured now. The way people enter into service or care is they enter through the medical, and so medical, and then has case management and intake attached to it. So you have a unified system with sort of central intake, and then they refer out to the rest of us for the types of services people need. So you have a constant stream of people coming to you from mm-hmm. that referral network. And on the plus side, it helps ensure that people go into care and hopefully stay in care more because they enter through that medical care system. On the other hand, people don't just have medical needs, and so the rest of us that do support services like transportation and meals and adult day center, the kinds of things that help people stabilize their lives in other ways and make their lives manageable, that's the care that they're going to get beyond that system. So the system comes together and connects in such a way, but it's only successful to the extent that all the organizations participate with each other and do that. And I'm very pleased at that collaboration here in Dallas.
I have to say, we're darn organized here in North Texas, aren't we? No, really, when you go to other places around the country and you talk about LGBT communities,
yeah.
One of the things that I found astounding is that we're organized. Almost all the firsts of everything happened here in Dallas
mm-hmm.
or in North Texas. And, you know, like the first federal club, you know, the first black tie dinner, the first everything happened here.
Yeah.
And so we're good at that, and we're clearly good at organizing.
I think it's one of the great things that helped in the beginning of the HIV/AIDS crisis, because I've been here 30 years and working in both the HIV/AIDS and the LGBT community, and so I've had a role in that, and it's been one of the best things I've ever done and with my life, but it's been huge to be able to be in a community that comes together. We've taught ourselves and we've taught the world, I believe. And so it's something to celebrate here in Dallas. You know, of all the things you could criticize us about, those are things to celebrate and to build off of. And I think that Dallas overall has done a great job with that. And when you look at sustaining things for 20, 30 years, and we're just entering the fourth decade of HIV/AIDS, mm-hmm. it's a long time. And for people to sustain that commitment and to support it, and to be able to continue to make progress on the many other issues that our community, both LGBT and HIV/AIDS, to continue to make progress on other issues is really, really great.
It's exciting.
It is.
It's exciting. You're listening to Lambda Weekly, and we are in Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. Give us a shout. We've got lots to cover today, but we want your call.
We're great organizers, but I say we are great organizers, but we're not great supporters. This program is not being supported by the GLBT community,
like it should be.
Absolutely, and that means the station is not being supported. No station, support, no Lambda Weekly either. I don't want to be a voice of doom here, but we need to get some moving. And here's what it is. I'm going to put my wallet where my mouth is. Anyone who's calling in today and does a $10 draw on his account, I will add the extra $5 so he can get that jersey.
Okay.
And if you can get your employer to come in there and pay and double that, I'll add the extra $5 there too so you can get two of those jerseys.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
I'm going to get up there and do it.
Well, thank you, Doc.
What else we got here?
We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got, of course, an array of the best T-shirts around. So we have the black short sleeve T-shirt with the white KNON. We've got the deep heather gray ladies baby rib short sleeve V-neck tee. That's a mouthful. While I'm reading this off, dial the number to 972-647-1893. We have a $50 pledge. We have a black backpack with the KNON logo. We have the jumbo 64-inch black and white windproof umbrella, which is really, really cool. And if you do the folding chairs, which we just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy, they have their own carrying case. You can sling them over your shoulder. You can get one for a $100 pledge and two so you can take, you know, your partner or whoever you're with to live music and listen. $150 for two. And those are just fantastic. They really are fun. And if you got your umbrella, you're set, you know? It's a great thing.
You can also use that umbrella during the sunny type because it's so large, it keeps the sun off your head. And like me, I got that nice bald spot up on top there, and it needs a little shade.
Yeah, with the summer coming up, especially with the heat coming up, those umbrellas are going to actually be really helpful. And also, thinking about as far as the Dallas Museum, they're going to be offering all these lovely, you know, movies, screenings, and concerts during the summer, and those chairs will really help for those outdoor concerts.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah. And you always have them. They don't take up a lot of room in your trunk. You can have them with you at all times. Hey, let's go, you know, and be spontaneous, but you're set. And what's interesting about these is the chair has two cup holders.
Oh.
So on each arm, you've got a cup holder. So there's your cool beverage when it's 110 degrees.
And actually, that'll be good for Pride for two beers. So think
well,
of it
there
that
you
way.
Go. So if you could call in now at 972-647-1893, you can get one of those chairs for a $100 pledge and two of those chairs for $150. Two chairs for $150.
Right.
So, and one of the reasons we're doing pledge drive is because we have to keep the station going. And so we have expenses every month that are really important. So while we're talking about those, 972-647-1893.
Make my phone light up, folks.
Make it up. Doc wants to take a call. Make him happy. Make him happy. And Doc mentioned his generous, generous offer about a $10 bank draft. Now, that really involves something so easy. You set it up one time. It's a $10 bank draft off your, or 20 or 25, whatever you'd like to do. And it's a monthly draft off your bank account. And you never miss it. And it's $10 a month. You know, it supports KNON. They can count on the sustaining income every month to keep the station going. And it's really easy to do, and it's something that helps the show so much.
All you got to do is cut back on one of those fancy bar drinks when you go out on tonight.
Or coffee, a fancy coffee.
That's right, about Starbucks. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a certain something bucks.
Yeah, what's Starbucks?
972-647-1893. Give us a shout. So you can do a bank draft. You can do, if you have matching and through your employer to a nonprofit organization, that would be a great way to support KNON and Lambda Weekly. Get your pledge and have your company match it. We can also take credit cards and we can send you a pledge card with the information to send in your check. So call in and pledge today. 972-647-1893.
Come on, make my phones light up. I don't want to get on this mic, but to show you we are a family organization, we have infant baby bib, terry cloth pullover towel bib, easy put on, easy to clean.
One size fits all. I don't know. You have to. If you're an adult baby, that would be kind of hard.
Well, I don't know. You guys are tempted to put one on me.
Well, I know some adults who need a bib when they eat. So anyway, 972-647-1893.
Okay. All right, go ahead. We got 4 minutes left. How about some information about Obama?
Oh, big news. Yeah. Big news. We may have to talk about this after the break, too.
Yeah, because, this is going to be lengthy and is a huge announcement if you haven't already heard. If you've been living under a rock for the last week, then we're going to let you know the info.
Well, we came in and did the show last Wednesday morning, and later in the afternoon, blam.
I know.
The president said he endorses marriage equality.
Well, start, it started on Sunday with you know, with our vice president. I need to give him a shout out for actually getting the ball rolling on this. You know, Joe Biden opening his mouth as usual and putting, not necessarily putting his foot in there, but, you know, blurting out his feelings and his true feelings about marriage equality. And it was like, whoa. And for some reason, I felt when the vice president said something that our president was going to have to say something.
And he did. I really thought it wasn't going to happen until maybe June with the proclamation that he does every year for Pride, and it would be in conjunction with that. And I had just been the evening before talking about he's going to do it at a time and place of his choosing and make it a moment. He'll do it on his terms, but I feel confident he'll do it. I just never knew it was going to be like the next day after that conversation. But I have to say, with our vice president, you know, when I was on the national board with HRC, we had meetings in D.C. twice a year, and big ballroom of people, you know, to just seat all the people was, you know, a big room. And I can remember the ecstatic joy when Joe Biden walked in the room, then Senator Joe Biden, because at that time he was really the highest ranking person in the federal government supporting us, really supporting us in a 100% way. And he was this rock star, you know, because he was there for us all the time. And now, you know, here he is as vice president. And we sometimes forget that what a leader he had been for all those years before in the Senate. Yeah. So that was exciting. That was exciting. So the president's with us. He's absolutely with us. So we're coming up on a break here.
Let's go to our break.
972-647-1893. Call in, get your T-shirt, get your apron, get your... get your umbrella.
Baby bib.
Your baby bib. Your folding chairs. 972-647-1893.
Instead of poisoning Mother Nature, let's try cooperating with her. I'll tell you about it today on Hightower Radio.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERImaging.com. Community Radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON. The KNON Crawfish Blues and Zydeco Party is happening Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, May 26th at the Sons of Herman Hall, starring the Zydeco Stingrays. Like a cheeky monkey round and round. Opening the show will be Blues Boy Bo. This show is hosted by Jim Bro and Zydeco Mike of the Cajun Zydeco Music Show, heard here on Monday nights. Come hungry because Crawdads of Dallas will be boiling up their delicious spicy crawfish and selling it by the pound to benefit KNON. Doors for the boil and DJs are at 6 p.m. and the music starts at 8. Advance tickets are online now at KNON.org for the low, low price of only $5. Get them now because there will be more at the door day of show. That's the KNON Crawfish Blues and Zydeco Party, Saturday, May 26th at the historic Sons of Herman Hall, located at 3414 Elm Street at Exposition between Fair Park and Deep Ellum. Hey, we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Ecta from Utah, Dallas, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And we're back, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM. And it's Pledge Drive. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. You know, Lambda Weekly's been on the air now since August of 1983 when KNON first went on the air. And, you know, Lambda Weekly's been there for our community and the LGBT community and across North Texas. Mm-hmm. Lots of organizations have been on the show over the years. It's been, we'll be coming up on 30 years pretty soon next year.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of depth and breadth in the community, and if you've been on the air in, you know, talking about your events or your organization, you know, give us a call. Help us in our time of need too. Give us a shout with your pledge at 972-647-1893.
Let's talk about why we're here for Lambda Weekly. Like Face Internet Space, Steve comes here. It don't cost him a thing. This is a community mic. They can't do that with the Dallas newspaper or whatnot. They got to pay for that. Plus, we have the internet. We get all over the country. We have our focus audience. Unfortunately, our focus audience is not paying attention to us and saying we need pledges. Please give us those pledges. 972-647-1893, so we can keep giving you truthful, accurate information. Back to you, Patty.
And even if you don't live in Dallas, which will be my feature coming up in a couple of months.
Yes,
you can always donate online. Even if you're listening to this to the show as a podcast, you can still donate to KNON.
Go to KNON.org.
Thanks for
and click
that
on pledge. Do what?
Thanks for pointing that out for me.
Right. You can fill out the form online and do your pledge there, and you can, you know, put in the line Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk, or you can just put LW, because I know a lot of people can't spell Lambda Weekly.
Right, because I know there are tons of people who have come through Dallas, you know, lived here maybe 10, 15 years ago, or still listening to the show out there, you know, on the internet. So please make a donation.
972-647-1893. And in fact, if you're a regular listener, you notice that David Taffet's not here this week. He had an uncle pass away, so he's up in New York today. And we're thinking about you, David. But he deserves a much deserved day off, but not under these circumstances.
Yes.
So we'll have to make sure he gets another day off just for his own time. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We need your support. $10, $20, $30, $50. We have a lot of stuff. Now, the really cool thing that you can do is for a $500 pledge, this is really exciting, and I've done this since last September, I guess, August or September. For a $500 pledge, you can attend anything that KNON does. And we have events at KNON almost every week. We have 40-plus events every year. That means the Blues Festival, you know, the Mardi Gras party, all of this stuff. You have two names sitting on every guest list, and you just walk up. You don't have to think about tickets. You don't have to do anything. It's just ready to go. You show up and enjoy the event. You know, and a lot of these events include food, and really good food, live music, and other things. So for a $500 pledge to 972-647-1893, you could get that elite music sponsor is what it's called. So it's a great way to support KNON, and you get so much back in return for your buck. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Biggest bang for your buck. My phone ain't ringing, folks. Come on, give me some phone ringing. 972-647-1893. I'm stammering here. I'm flabbergasted. We need to support Lambda Weekly. Help me. Support Lambda Weekly.
And we're going to get Doc some coffee.
Yeah.
which is
another thing that we offer here is some coffee.
That's right. We were just talking about this in the break. So tell us about the coffee. We've got KNON coffee.
Yes. What is the pledge for that? I forgot. Sorry.
$30 pledge gets you one bag. $50 gets you two bags.
I know. And this is, I don't really drink coffee, but I heard it is wonderful coffee.
It is. And we have a lot of our pledgers.
And for 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure many of you are going to need some coffee. And you also offer a coffee mug that goes with that coffee.
Right. It's an Aztec Flair 10-ounce coffee mug in black with the KNON Voice of the People design in white. So that's for a $50 pledge, you get one mug. And for $75 pledge, you get a mug and a bag of KNON coffee.
Cool.
And as David says, growing right here in the hills of KNON, right behind the studio.
Can we get a recommendation here? Steve managed to get at least one cup of coffee out of our break room.
It's true.
Heinlein. I did, and it is good coffee. And for me, I will contribute $50 this morning, but if anyone out there will also contribute that, then I'll match it. So we could make this into a $100 contribution this morning. If any of you or a combination of you will call in and do at least $50 more.
We have another matching, a generous matching offer. Stephen Pace from AIDS Interfaith Network. Did you hear that, folks? If you call 972-647-1893 with your pledge, Steve's going to match it up to $50. Yeah. So give us a shout if you've got $5, $10, $20, $35, $50, $100. We'll,
$500.
$500. $500. That's thank you, Stephen. That's awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. We're so fortunate in Dallas to have this station and to have so much communication, such a unified community here. And if you go other places in the country or in the world, you don't always find community as connected as we are. So I would encourage you out there to support this pledge drive and to support this station. Agencies like AIDS Interfaith, we benefit as well because it helps us get that message out there, helps us broaden the reach, and it gets people exposed to who we are and what we're doing and the ways that you can support making that happen. But it starts with celebrating what we have, and this is another thing to celebrate in our community is this radio station.
Thank you, Stephen. That's 972-647-1893. And you know, for many years we were the only voice really out there. When things all changed, you know, when the internet came along and lots of people listened to different things. But for many, many years, we've been on the air 28 years now, 29 years coming up in August. We're the oldest, longest running LGBT radio show in the country. So we've been on the air longer than anybody and started earlier and still on the air, longer than anybody. And for many, many of those years, you know, kids in East Texas would go in their room and shut the door and put their headset on and listen to the signal coming from 89.3 FM in Dallas. And or 90.9 back when we were, you know, a little further up on the dial. And, you know, people in you know, Sherman and Fort Worth and west of there, Weatherford, all the way out almost to Abilene. So, you know, and all the way down to Hillsboro, we were the signal. We were the only GLBT anything that they could get, you know, could reach. And so we had lots of listeners who really benefited from that.
I couldn't help notice that David actually posted that picture he found of one of our hosts with the old truck and the old call letters there in the gay parade.
It's on our Facebook page, Lambda Weekly Radio, and it was a photo of Bill Nelson.
That's right.
Beloved in our community, very early, enormously talented leader in our community, and he was one of the original hosts. Another original host was Buck Massey, the late Buck Massey, who passed away a couple of years ago. Very active in Stonewall Democrats and such in his later years, but he was an original host. And another original host was Alonzo Duralde, who is now a film critic out in Los Angeles. So we have a storied history. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Stephen, what else does your group do for us, for the community and everything else?
Well, we were formed at a time when the stigma was so bad that even the church turned its back on people with HIV/AIDS. Part of the reason that our first work was developed was to help change that. And we've been doing that for 25 years. But over the time, too, we became a much larger organization and focused our attention primarily on service and prevention. So we still do both of those. We offer about four programs that are direct services and four that are more prevention-oriented. And then we still also cultivate and use a lot of volunteers, and then we still work with in the church community as well to try to educate them. Recently, I was at the First United Methodist Church in Richardson, and I just turned 60 years old, and most of the people in that room were my age or older. Thanks. I've been and have devoted the last 30 years of my life to HIV and AIDS work. So, and I've been at AIDS Interfaith for 13 years. So we've we've been on this journey to work within the LGBT community and the African American Hispanic communities, and to bridge those communities. You really can't do HIV/AIDS work without running into subjects of sexuality and homophobia, mm-hmm. and those things still drive HIV underground, and they still contribute to the stigma to stigmatizing HIV and AIDS in communities. And it's one of the factors we still confront and still deal with in trying to get education and information and prevention work. You know, we've been participating with South and Southeast Dallas, and we have been participating with the South Dallas AIDS Walk. You know, the reason that is historic is that not until a community steps up and embraces HIV as its issue does it really change, because we've had work going on in that area, which is one of the most highly impacted areas in Dallas and has some of the highest transmission rate in Dallas for HIV and many other things. So, but it has to become that community who says, this is our issue, and we'll take it on. So we walked with them on streets through South and Southeast Dallas the last 2 years to help that community grasp that issue, and they were stepping up, and it was historic and spiritual to be there and to see that happen. Just like it was in the LGBT community that this example was birthed and born, and has been the example to the world, and to certainly in this city and this surrounding metropolitan area. So we've been a piece of that all along, and we've tried to be a bridge across all those communities, because HIV infection rates are rising in all communities, including the gay white male community again. Prevention is changing, and we've got to see this changing landscape with prevention, and part of that change has to do with understanding that service and care and keeping people in care is also prevention, because if you can keep your viral load down to undetectable or close, then you are 96% less likely to transfer virus. Condom use is still, it's still another good way to go, and it's 93% effective in reducing the transmission of HIV. I don't know if in my lifetime that we'll see the magic pill that says this is what's going to stop HIV, but we can stop HIV with the changes like key staying in care and getting more education out there. We could stop the spread of HIV in that way, and we can do that, and that's within our grasp and within our reach, and I think we'll see that happen over the next few years.
And it frightens me to see young gay men thinking that this is over, that it's no big deal, or if they get the HIV virus, that it's not going to be that big a deal. They have, like, they think somehow that they're going to take a pill every morning and they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And they have no idea that it's going to be 13 pills and they're going to have some miserable side effects, and this is not going to go away. And to have the education fall off such that people are getting infected again, and certainly the rate of infection in communities of color and among others who are not necessarily LGBT by any means, but people who get it by other transmission pathways, you know, we've got to get this disease under control.
I do. And to young gay men out there, I would say, you know, I know that you didn't see what we saw, and I'm glad that you didn't, because I went through those years where I lost all my friends, and in the first decade of AIDS, it was all we could do to just get anything done in a very short time period. We had death and dying every day. Thankfully, in this part of the history, we can be more about helping people live with this, but the challenge is to give people hope and to not scare people on the one hand, but to cope with the reality that it's still out there and you don't want HIV. It's going to change your life. It's going to affect your life for many years to come. And we're seeing the long-term effect in our clients of HIV medications, and everything from heart disease to kidney problems come along with some of that long-term usage. It's not as simple as, I'll just take a pill. We're a pill-taking society, and that we get barraged with that from all directions. It's every other commercial you see on TV. But it's not that simple. And so I would just put that out there to young gay men. It's been a challenge for me as now at my age to live this these years, but to change behaviors and to know that there is something there that can affect your life in such a way or take your life. HIV is not resolved. It may be manageable for many people, but it still kills people as well. But you don't want that change in your life, and you have the power to make that not happen.
Exactly. Honor those that went before who gave so much to our community and contributed in so many great ways. Honor them by not being stupid. You know? step up and be aware and take care of yourself. You know?
The other part of my life, I volunteer my time as a minister with Metropolitan Community Church of Greater Dallas. I've been involved in MCC for close to 40 years. And it was through that involvement I first became connected to HIV. Those who have gone before, I've been through more deaths than I ever thought I would see in a lifetime, even in a war.
Oh, it was horrible. It was constant. Every day, certainly every week, someone you knew was, people were dying fast.
They were. And the ones that I had the opportunity to speak with before they died all said the same thing. Use your life. Tell my story. Don't let my life be in vain. Help people to know how for this not to happen and for them not to die as I have done. And many of these were people in their 20s and 30s predominantly whose whole lives were ahead of them. And you can make that different today. And organizations like AIDS Interfaith put that message out there. So whether it's us or someone, hear the information, accept it. Go to the website. We're at AIDSInterfaithNetwork.org. We link to everyone else's website. Mm-hmm. There's enough information. And even through this radio station is very good about bringing messages that affect our community across all the spectrum, including HIV and AIDS. So it's an important message to grasp this day.
Thank you, Stephen. That was a great message. And you're listening to Lambda Weekly. We're during Pledge Drive here at KNON, and we're going to keep going until we reach our goal. So we have more to go, and certainly you can help support Lambda Weekly through your pledge. 972-647-1893. We have great pledge premiums. If you don't want a pledge premium, you can always, sign off on that and say, give it to somebody else or pass it on. But if you'd like one, we've got some great stuff. T-shirts. We have a new baseball shirt that is stunning. Absolutely stunning. So if you're like maybe a Rangers fan, that could be a great way to celebrate baseball in our community here
and
as well.
The right colors also.
Yes, they are.
I need one more pledger. I need one more pledger for that little deal I was going where I back it up $5. I've already been asked for my debit card. So let's go for this. You do a $10 week or month rather. I like to have a week, but $10 a month draw, and that will get you $120. I will put the other $5 in there, and you can get that beautiful Ranger-like KNON shirt.
That's a super doc, and thanks for supporting us in this way. This is a great shirt. It's a KNON baseball shirt. It's got KNON on the front with Dallas, Texas, and then on the back where your number is, it says a big 89.3 FM. So it's a great way to support the show. It's a great way to support baseball. And take advantage of Doc's offer here. Help us out. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Okay, we got to take care of some station business. So let's do it.
Business owners, tell KNON's listeners about your business. You can put your business or event on KNON. KNON currently has space available to run announcements for you. Tell KNON's listeners about your goods, services, nightclub, concert, or event. Help keep the voice of the people on the air while putting your information on the air. KNON's been named the number one radio station in Dallas by both the Dallas Observer and D Magazine. Put your business with Dallas's number one station. Call now for more information at 214-828-9500, extension 227, or extension 233. For more information, go to KNON.org and click on the Run Spots on KNON page. It's a great way for your business to support community radio while letting more people know about you.
KNON would like to thank you for supporting community radio. Your donations continue to keep the voice of the people on the air. Did you know that many companies offer a matching donation when you make a pledge to KNON? Ask your company if they have a matching program. When your employer matches your pledge, KNON reaches its goal twice as fast, bringing you more of the music you love.
This is Alex Hanselka, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM, Dallas.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM. If you've just joined us, it's Pledge Drive. If you've come back with us, it's Pledge Drive. 972-647-1893. Give us a shout. Support the show. We've been on the air for 29 years coming up this summer. We're the oldest running radio show in the country for the LGBT community. So give us a shout. Support us. Keep us on the air. 972-647-1893. I'm Patty Fink. I'm in the studio with Doc from Broken Arrows and Tisha McDaniel, who's joined us in the studio with Stephen Pace from AIDS Interfaith Network. So welcome again, everybody. And it's Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893.
I feel like we should be singing a little tune. It's Pledge Drive.
We need a jingle.
How do you ever talk? I know this is one of your favorite things here. Rhode Island, I understand, Leticia, made a very important stand last week.
No, they didn't make an important stand. Well, Rhode Island. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm getting mixed up with Colorado. Boo, Colorado.
Yeah, boo, Colorado. Yeah. But, you know, kudos to Governor Hickenlooper for calling that special session and calling them out on the crap of, you know, finishing the session and killing 30-plus bills in order to kill the civil unions bill. So kudos to Governor Hickenlooper for standing with us, but boo the legislature there who killed the bill again. So, but Rhode Island has come around, and another amazing guy who's been with us for so very long, Lincoln Chafee, who is a Republican, but not like most Republicans these days. He's pretty moderate, and he's been a supporter.
Republican light.
Been a supporter. Republican fair is really what they are. You know, they've been. He was with us, you know, for eons now. And has always stood with us, and he's now governor of the state of Rhode Island, and they're looking at some relationship recognition in Rhode Island, which is one of the few states in the country which has no law at all, one way or the other, regarding marriage equality. So a great place to step up, and they're right there by Massachusetts, you know, right next door. They're very small, as we all know, but they're a great state to another great place you could go to get married if it passes.
Excellent. Speaking of marriage, doesn't Steve have something about that marriage?
My partner and I have been together 25 years, so we decided as a way to do something significant that we're going to New York at the end of June this year and actually get married in New York.
Oh, excited. Congratulations.
Thank you.
25 years. I think that's a stunning number for any relationship to last, you know, not even whether you're gay or straight.
Yeah, we've been together longer than most of the marriages in my family and people that we know. Yeah, I'm always amazed at that myself, but we have really built a great life and relationship together. And marriage was something that we talked about over the years and kind of just put aside, but we'd like to be part of this history. And when the book is written, this chapter in the book history, we'd like to be there and help make this happen. I doubt that I'd see it in Texas in my lifetime, maybe, but...
I think we'll get it.
We could get there, you know.
I think we'll get it inside the next 10 years. So you heard it here first. I'm predicting, you know,
No Skyping needed. You'll get married here in Texas.
That's right.
We get married by Skype now?
Well, it's been done or attempted.
Attempted.
It's been attempted by Skype. Well, that's exciting, Stephen, to be together so long and to be finally have that moment where it's certainly going to be real in New York.
Yeah. And we're going to take a short trip on the Queen Mary 2 from New York up to Halifax, where the Titanic folks, a lot of them, the museum is there and the cemetery that's there. But then it comes back to Boston Harbor on the 4th of July, so we'll be there for that, and then back into
that's exciting.
New York. So.
That is a nice honeymoon.
A nice little trip, I know. I mean, and it's a little more traditional than we've been in life, but I would encourage anyone who's on the fence about gay marriage. I was for a long time. I didn't really know if this was something that was important to embrace, but I really encourage you to embrace gay marriage. It is the thing that eventually also helps us have the equality that we need. And now that the president has stepped out there, this is the time. So I would encourage anyone who's in that debate, because I know we were for some time, to bring that to a close and go do it.
Well, and it is really full equality. I know when the issue first came about in the '90s, when Hawaii first acted and the case went up through their Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and their Supreme Court said, hey, you know, you're being discriminated against. Well, that set the whole ball rolling, and the right wing really, you know, had a tizzy.
Yeah.
And it's been a tizzy since then. And really, really going after it. But now that the president has stepped up and said, you know, I endorse marriage equality, we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, it was, you know, politically driven timing. You know, he was going to do it at some point. There was no question he was going to do it.
And it was for him, I was thinking it was a no-risk decision to make, because based on the polls that I've seen, 52% of the people said that his coming out for marriage equality has not changed their opinion of him at all.
They approve.
18% said it does improve his image. Another 18% said it doesn't favor his image. So it's pretty 50-50 as far as who we're going to vote for him to begin with, who already decide, and who we're not going to vote for him. So it was for him, it was not something that was going to, you know, jeopardize his election, his reelection.
Well, an openly gay congressman, Barney Frank of Massachusetts, had said this week that he thought that no votes would be changed over this.
Yeah.
That people who were going to vote for President Obama's reelection, they would vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
And that those who were going to vote for Romney would be, you know, it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
But it did. Actually, an openly gay donor for Mitt Romney actually asked for all of his money back, and he's a major donor to the Romney campaign, and asked for it back, and cited the reaction from Mitt Romney's campaign on marriage equality turned the corner for him. He said, I want my money back, I'm not supporting you at all, and now he's throwing his weight in support of President Obama now.
Yeah, because Romney even came out after President Obama saying that he doesn't even support civil unions anymore, and we all know from his history back in Massachusetts that he said that he had made a quote saying that he was actually more for gay rights than Ted Kennedy. So for him to now say he doesn't even support civil unions is a total, you know, regression.
It's a pander, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a big pander. But
and then his little show over at Liberty University, as far as, you know, he doing the commencement speech there and telling that crowd that he supports, you know, one man, one woman sort of marriage, was just another thing probably that a lot of LGBT Republican donors decided that they can't take it anymore. This is the issue that kind of switched him over to at least another, if not another side, but away from Romney.
I think it's interesting at Liberty University. You know, I used to subscribe to Jerry Falwell's newsletter that came out like once a month, because I wanted him to spend their money on me, you know, and they'd have to put postage and mail me this thing.
Uh-huh.
But then they started doing emails, and they did away with paper copies. It didn't really cost them that much. But while it was going, it was interesting reading, to be sure, and certainly for doing the show, it was great to say, guess what's going on in the Liberty University world? You know, so it's. I think it's very interesting that he passed away. The anniversary of his death was last week, and on the same day that the California Supreme Court ruled that marriage equality should go forward in California. So I thought, wow, the irony.
And it felt like the president set kind of an example to the nation as well, in when he explained about the way that his belief evolved. You know, we don't always know how we feel and what we believe, and we have to give ourselves the opportunity for change. And I was especially proud to see that he could voice that and say, yes, I felt differently, but over time and experience, I see this very differently now.
It's an evolution that many people go through. Many people who are not LGBT, sure. They go through this process of not understanding why this is so important, and then reaching their family, reaching out to them, letting them know this is my life, this is how this affects my life, and then that little light bulb goes off, like, whoa, now I get it, you know?
Because it's shown in study after study that once a person knows someone who is openly LGBT to them, mm-hmm. And they get to know them, and they know that they're LGBT, it changes their views. And it may not happen right away, and it took us a long time to come out, too.
Yes.
And so we have to give our allies and our siblings and our parents and our other family members and friends time to process that information. But when they do, they come around. I mean, yeah. Studies have shown it time and again, and it's been true for the president.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Stephen, you're going to have a presence in the community recently, or you've had one recently, and then you're definitely going to be a what, Razzle Dazzle?
We are very fortunate to be a beneficiary of Razzle Dazzle and the upcoming Black Tie Dinner later in this year. AIDS Interfaith does an annual event called the Blumenball Sowing Seeds of Hope, which we just did on May 5th at the Anatole Hotel. But our second event, which we do about every year and a half, coming up on August 26th. That's called The Great Gatsby, The Cat's Meow. It's a fun event, 1920s costumes, Sunday afternoon for 3 hours, leisurely, good drinks, good snacks, good entertainment. I mean, it's a really fun event to go do.
And where's the Cat's Meow? I love it. It reminds me of a place in New Orleans, the Cat's Meow.
So. Right. Well, this year we're scaling the event very differently. It's been at Union Station in the past, but it's such a big venue, and which I totally love. But this year it'll be actually far north at the M Mansion on a street called the North 40, and it's an oversized mansion, venue, mm-hmm. but it's from that era, looks the part. It's multi-levels, outdoor grounds, there'll be everything from orchestra to croquet as part of the event.
Really, we need a parasol.
Right. Exactly.
So follow us on Facebook at AIN Dallas or Twitter at AIN_Dallas, or visit our website at AIDSinterfaithnetwork.org. It's full of information, and all the information you need is there. It's a way to connect with us, too, as we continue to try to put this message out into all communities and know that we're a safe organization to connect with. You'll be welcome there. We don't promote judgment. We promote service and acceptance, and it's not ours to judge why someone has HIV. They have HIV. And if they're eligible for service, then we serve. And so our goal is to be sure that happens. And to work with prevention. We're going to be introducing some more prevention work as this year continues on. So we have a lot of exciting things coming up and as well in the future. And join us in this as the evolution and a greater understanding of prevention on this changing landscape of HIV/AIDS prevention.
Well, that's exciting. That's good stuff. And I know that AIDS Interfaith Network has been on across the years, and we've seen you grow and all these great events. That's just so cool.
It's fun, and we receive an enormous amount of support in the LGBT community. Places like Packers, that little bar raises $30,000,
$40,000,
$50,000 a year. Wow. A variety of events and shows, and there are drag queens and other entertainers that support us. We just give a real thank you to the LGBT community because we've had a consistent and ongoing support, and we try to give back. What we can try to give is recognition and presence and volunteers to help out with things, but we are so grateful to this community because consistently now for coming in to 26 years, we have had consistent support from the LGBT community, and that's hugely important to us. So thank you.
All right. Well, I've all thought to jump in, and we're getting ready to end our program here. And I want to tell our audience, we have Stephen Pace, from the Executive Director of AIDS Interfaith. Did I get that right?
Wow.
I can write. And it's also Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. I didn't say Metro. We also have Steve. No one has taken Steve up on his matching pledge yet.
Yeah, give us a call right now, 972-647-1893.
All right. Are we ready? Uh-oh, I'm being attacked here. There's a CD being installed.
That just didn't sound right for radio for some reason.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. Again, it's Pledge Drive. You can continue to call after we go off the air into the next show. It's 972-647-1893. We have great T-shirts. We have coffee. We have chairs, folding chairs, so that you can go to your live concerts at KNON with. And enjoy the music. 972-647-1893. Give us a call, and have a good week.